bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Air. Come on, I got to get the microphone. I thought I had it all set, and then I was ready, and then I talked, and it was like too far down, and I looked like a knucklehead talking and all that. So you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. All right. I need like 10 minutes to get situated in the studio. I get like 10 seconds. Boop. Okay. Set up. What? We're done. What? So, kind of tough, you know? Kind of tough. So, I'm going to jump right in. I got a couple things I want to talk about. I know Trump did a couple things, Supreme Court did a couple things, and now I just want to jump in and talk about the infamous press release. So I know the alderman called Kyle's show and talked about the memo. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the memo. I don't know if you have talked about the memo, but by and large, the memo about the trash in the city of Milwaukee. Before I do that, I want to just read it. I want you to hear it so that you understand exactly what it is he was trying to say and what he said. And then I'm going to talk about his response to the memo that he wrote, and let me get this here, some of the backlash he received when he wrote it. And so it doesn't do justice for me to talk about it if you haven't heard it. And so that's what I want to do. I want to sit here, and I'm going to read this memo so that you understand exactly what it talks about, what it says, what it means. And then he issues an apology, basically, to say why he wrote what he wrote and all that. Yeah, yeah. And so He called Kyle, and you got part of it? Okay. We may keep going out. It's the janky headphone jack, so I get it. We're gonna play part of that, but I wanna read it to talk about exactly what it is that he wrote and share my opinion on it. You know what I mean? And so I just want people to be able to hear what he wrote, and then I want you to tell me before you hear the conversation he had with Kyle in terms of whether or not you feel as if it kind of crossed the line or something. I don't know. So let me read this article. Let me read this press release so that you don't get the wrong impression as it relates to it'll be kind of hard as to what it is he actually meant when he said it. So here goes. This is from Alderman Lamont Westmoreland. That was written to the. Okay, so now my computer's acting up. So now I gotta go over here. Do, 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 do. Hey, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. You gotta get over it, right? So. Do, do, do. I'm good. Okay. Where's it at? Do, do, do. Hey, it's live radio, you know. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ah, okay. Interesting. So now I got to look all the way over here. So basically what he wrote. Now, is this the first one or is this the second one? Okay. So basically he talked about how spring was here and how he, well, hang on a second. He talked about the trash. He talked about all the things. And so myself, Sandra, Al, we've all in the past, 6 months to a year, been talking about the trash that's around the city of Milwaukee. So I don't feel bad. And so several of my peers at 101.7 The Truth kind of felt like, well, you know, he went kind of overboard. Because, you know, black people are sensitive and they can't take any criticism at all, right? We can't take none. You can't criticize black people. You can't say anything negative about black people. I remember people used to want to fight people in March because somebody said something negative about Barack Obama. And I'm like, dude got Secret Service protection. He ain't worried about y'all. But for some reason, it just took on a weird turn. And so I think that's what happened in this instance. I think that's what happened when people started to learn that we got some issues here in Milwaukee and ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Nobody saying anything about it. We were all pretending like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? We're okay. So Lamont Westmoreland, the alderman of the 5th District, had a press release that said, that's titled, Spring is Here and So is the Trash. And it goes into what I like to call a diatribe of with the snow melted and spring is upon us and it reminds you of how selfish and disrespectful people can be treating our city like their personal garbage can. And so he goes on to say, you know, yes, I've seen the same mess making its annual appearance, the wigs often mistaken for roadkill, the empty black and mild packaging, the empty fast food bags, Milwaukee's best beer cans, empty Hennessy bottles, chip bags, and everything else in between. I've even seen dirty diapers being thrown out of the windows of moving vehicles, outright shameful and embarrassing. This is no reason why one side of Milwaukee can be clean and well-kept while another side looks like a dark cloud carrying litter, roll through and drop trash instead of rain. Woo! Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. So we all have a role to play in respecting our neighborhoods. As I did last year, I'm once again speaking, saying that MFD, when possible, enforce Milwaukee's litter law. It's a $500 fine each time, and frankly, the city could use the money. If you're out here treating the street like your personal dump site, it's past time for you to clean up your behavior for the sake of our environment. Forget the environment, the neighborhood, but that's him talking. Our community's growth and just plain human decency. If not, don't be surprised when that $500 fine comes your way, and trust me, it'll hit harder than that tumbleweave blowing down the block. Tumbleweave, stray, often synthetic hair, like weaves and wigs, that is driven by the wind and can be found on sidewalks and streets and urban areas. So, everybody got mad. Everybody got upset. Everybody was upset at the fact that he wrote this particular article and he said what he said. But he put another one out that basically said, "Let me be clear, my frustration about the growing litter problem in our city comes from a place of deep love and pride for Milwaukee. This litter is not who we are. We are better than this collectively." I'm not with the whole collective thing because clearly collective don't work. We all have a role to play in keeping our city. But unfortunately, what I've seen, and then if my recent words caused offense, I truly apologize. Now I'm done with him. I never bothered reading it because you told the truth. And if somebody was offended, you're not going to please everybody. You should know that being an alderman. You should know that being a politician. You are not going to please everybody, so don't be upset. You can listen to what people say, but don't change your whole vocabulary, your entire words, because now you've got two competing pieces of information that's out that you wrote that contradict each other. You are absolutely right. They treat this city like a garbage pit. And nobody writes, like, tell the police department to start writing tickets. WISN.com just had a story the other day where a guy dropped a thousand tires in the same place. And they're just catching him and charging him. We got to do better. But the city has to do better. The individuals have to do better. The police department has to do better. Streets and sanitation or whatever the heck you're calling it now. Got to do better. Everybody got to do better. But then somebody takes a garbage can and sits it directly in front of my garage door the other day. The same day garbage got picked up on Monday. Okay. But two can play at that game. Try doing your job. Because you think you're going to win. But let me tell you, I got time. And Alderman Westmoreland, you should not have sent that. That's just my opinion. But you're not going to listen to me. You seem to only want to listen to the people who bash you or have be, upset because, you offended us. Well, you should be offended because you let your city go to trash. I walk out in front of my house and remove all the twigs because I have a neighbor who has a tree whose tree limbs fall in my yard, all over my yard. And he won't cut the tree because it's too high. So you know what I do? I pick up all the twigs because they're his, and I put them on his property. I give them to him. Here you go, buddy. It's all yours. I was leaving the other day. A big branch of tree had fallen down and was sitting on his property. And I was thought, wow, I want to clean that up. And I walk out to the curb, and I pick up the bags, and I pick up all that stuff, and I say, clean it up. Now, here's my thing. 833-212-1017. Do you take the trash in your house and throw it away? or do you put it at the curb and let the street sweeper pick it up? I haven't seen a street sweeper on my block in at least a year. Probably more than that. And I know they were there. The snow got shoveled. Every now and then the street gets clean, but I don't see them. Alderman Westmoreland, you have nothing to apologize about. You have absolutely nothing to apologize for telling the truth. And he says, my passion may have spilled over, but it's because I know Milwaukee could do better and I'm committed to doing my part to help us get there. It's ridiculous. And the fact that you corrected him and said, let me clarify, the $500 littering citation I referenced has been on the books long time before I ever took office. I was simply reminding folks that if you're caught, why would you have to correct people who think that you're going to create a $500 litter fine? Like, the fact that you haven't been paying attention to your own civics in your own community makes you look like a knucklehead. So consider that. The fact that you're apologizing as an alderman for doing your job, for telling people this city has too much trash and you need to pick it up. Another addition is to make people responsible for trash that's in front of their house. If it's in front of your house, on your lawn, all that, you need to pick it up. You're responsible, and if you don't, you get 24 hours for that, just like you get 24 hours for snow and 24 hours for your sidewalk. You get a ticket. And I think that's important to remember. The only issue I have with Alderman Westmoreland is that you actually apologize to people who are actually breaking the law. And you're sorry? I thought you were tougher than that.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
We gotta do it like this, baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even
know. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. So I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. Let me see. What can you do in 6 years? You can watch 6 years of my favorite soap opera, General Hospital. You can watch 6 years of my favorite TV show, NCIS. No. You can watch 6 years of my favorite actor, Denzel Washington. No. You can, like, go from changing diapers if you got kids to dropping off your kids at school. 6 years old, going to elementary school. You can actually get a master's and a bachelor's degree, because that's exactly what I did. You can also take up to 6 years off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. So a 10-year labor warranty is always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. Ends March 31st of 2025. So you can set your free in-home consultation today, but you better do it by Monday, March 31st at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Hey, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Curly Q said, I didn't see any problem with what he said originally. People would be upset if he didn't say anything, and now they mad that he said something. This is from not really a city girl. Makes no sense. He is at least showing concern and giving a warning. $500 should wake them up. You know they don't care. Yes, I'm having a great evening, by the way. You know they don't care. The problem is you need to have police that are there that are writing them tickets right when they do it. Write them tickets. That makes no sense. They need tickets written. And everybody cries and moans when you say something like, well, we take that as a negative towards black people, so, you know, you have to apologize. I would not apologize. It is not against the law to be offended. It is not against the law. But yet we have this thing in our brain that, I don't know. We have this thing in our brains that you're not supposed to say anything negative about black people. Don't say it publicly. They're saying enough about us. Well, then stop doing stupid stuff. It's like the criminal that gets arrested and then we get upset about mass incarceration when you committed a crime. Like, what exactly did you expect would happen? You get caught, you get convicted, you go to prison. And now you're upset that black people are in prison? White people are in prison, Hispanic, Asian, everybody in prison, male, female. But you only care about black people who committed a crime. And I'm not talking about the 1% or 2% or the 5% that didn't have any business going to jail and got railroaded. That's unfortunate. And whoever put them there should pay. But I'm talking about the legitimate ones that committed crimes, got caught, had the evidence, got convicted. And now we pretend like how terrible it is. And it is terrible because you're really destroying families. It is terrible because you're breaking up homes and all sorts of things. But in the end, be responsible. And if you're not, you're going to have to pay. Curly Q said they have no intention of paying those fines. That's another issue. Not really a city girl said, you right, Curly. Y'all not right. When you don't pay a municipal citation in the city of Milwaukee for anything, and it goes to court and you're convicted in absentia, like you ain't there, and they find you guilty because you ain't there to fight for yourself, guess what's going to happen? Prosecutor there, the city attorney is going to ask for for them to put in the entry of, find you guilty. And when you're found guilty, what's going to happen? They'll give a municipal warrant for your arrest. And if you don't pay, it's going to turn into a commitment. And your $500 plus whatever the fee is now, like before the fee. When I remember being there, for some reason, the fee was like $111, some weird number. But once they add the fee and you got to pay it and you don't have it to pay and you get stopped and you don't have the money, you go to jail. They're shipping your behind out to, what is it now? It used to be the House of Correction. Now it's some reunification garbage name, fluffy name. And so now we got to sit here and watch this. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And here we are complaining when your city is trash. It's trash. So watch this. Miriam, you're smart. The state of Wisconsin, well, first of all, they don't have a law, so you can't, those are two different pots. So you can't take money that you owe in court and then tack it onto your taxes. I don't think you can do that yet. That's a budgeting and where the money comes from issue. That's a legislative issue that they haven't. I don't think there's anything you can do about it, but that's just me. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a legislator. But when you get arrested, the warrant can then become a commitment. The commitment is you have money right then and there. If you don't have money, you're gone. Or you got to call somebody to come pick you up. They might give you a new court date depending on when it is. But the bottom line is if you don't have money to pay it, you're done. You're toast. And that needs to keep happening. But yet what's going to happen? People are going to go in and complain that Ray Ray and Pookie and them just because they threw the entire dinner they ate Sunday afternoon, styrofoam cup and all, out the car while the car was moving in traffic on Fond du Lac, and it hit another car. They gonna pretend like it. Well, actually, that wasn't it at all. It was an accident. And so I don't understand what we're talking about. Trash is trash. I don't understand what we're talking about. I don't care whose neighborhood it is. We need to fix it. We need to make sure the neighborhood is clean. And that's why I am against, this is just me, I'm against going out and cleaning up the street. I pay taxes for that. Now, if I was cleaning up the street and DPW was next to me helping clean up the street and supplied us the stuff and all that, I'm your guy. We can rock this. Because contrary to popular belief, Department of Public Works in Milwaukee does an absolutely phenomenal job. You got a few knuckleheads, like in everywhere. You got the police that do a great job, and then you got a few knuckleheads. You got the fire department, all that. But in the end, $500 plus fees, or you go to jail. And don't cry, don't complain, don't moan. Just let them go.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm having serious trouble with my mail, and I don't know what's going on. What's going on? All right, I guess I got to use my own computer because y'all don't like me. See, that's what happens when you win Best Radio Show. People don't like you. They're haters. Haters. So then they just be like, nope, we're not going to let your computer work. We're not going to let your microphone work. We're not going to let your headphones work. Why? Because it's Wednesday. Because it is Wednesday. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Department of Justice is doing some dumb stuff under Trump. They just now got breaking news. Trump said the auto tariffs are permanent. And that the tariff, there's also going to be a tariff on lumber. So if you think your house is expensive to build now, watch this. Houses are going to go up, and it ain't going to matter if it's a new build. They're just going to raise the price of houses just because. Well, let's take advantage of it. Speaking of being taken advantage of, Department of Justice is investigating Rhode Island schools over loan forgiveness program for educators of color. So it's one of those stories where a school district had a program open. People are upset, and part of the headline, which is what I hate to watch people write, but this is on foxnews.com, so you should expect it. Can you imagine if a school district had a program only open to white teachers? Do you realize until the 1970s and in a good point, mid-70s, early 80s, they didn't even let black teachers teach, let alone white kids. So that's a dumb statement, William A. Jacobson of the Legal Insurrection Foundation. That's stupid. Because if you go back and look at the number of teachers that may have applied and were able to teach, and you didn't let them teach because they were black, why not help people that are disadvantaged? You help Native Americans. You help other people. You help veterans. Why not help those that have been literally institutionally marginalized? Oh, no, we got the institution. You just can't get in. We're going to raise the bar so high just for you, though. Everybody else can just get in whenever they want to because we just, you know, wave them through the door. It doesn't make any sense. And so somebody thought, maybe we need to make up for this. Maybe we need to take a step, and especially because they're qualified, what are some of the barriers that are causing people not to be able to teach? For teachers, it's making too little money and having too much school loan to pay off. So they created a I don't know if you call it a loan, a grant through a foundation. So the government funded the foundation and the foundation funded the grant for the students and said, if you go to school, if you teach X amount of years, you got to have a minimum of $5,000 in school loans. We'll pay in $5,000 increments or whatever, up to $25,000 towards your school loan if you teach here. It's incentive because it was in Rhode Island. Not a lot of black people. I mean, black people do live in Rhode Island, but not a lot of them. And so they were able to go there. And they were able to teach, got a job, got some relief. Now, if you can tell me Reggie White got paid how much to come play football in Green Bay because he was black. Now, it's not the same as taking federal money. I get it. But it's the same concept. We're going to pay you to come here to show that it's okay to come teach here with people that are not indigenous to here. And so what you're hiding behind Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, is because it was federal tax dollars. Well, now you got a problem. But if I were paying white women, which we've done, to come teach and we'll forgive your loans, I guess that's okay? See, it seems like we're only dismantling tax dollars for black people. We're not I haven't heard one Hispanic anything that has been impacted by this. But you're only searching black. You're not searching Hispanic. You're not searching Latino, Latina. Like, I'm not seeing any of it. I'm not hearing any of it. If you're going to shut down and, quote unquote, equalize the world, that means that white women have to stop getting grants and loans and forgiveness like everybody else. It's not your fault you went to Brown. I'm sorry. Bennett College and got a degree in Slavic languages or Slavic literature. That's your problem. But now that you're $220,000 in debt for a bachelor's degree, that you can't get a job in literature, so you become a book publisher or book reader, okay. But if they want to help you with that, I guess it's okay. But then again, we know the real reason why you went to college. Now, see, I don't understand. This concept can't work, going to college to get a Mrs. degree when you go to an all-girls school. But then clearly, I'm behind the times.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
to settle down.
You want my heart, then it's time that you stop.
To act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me,
say it.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I'm looking at another one of these stories. Divided federal court, federal appeals court rules to federal court appeals rules to keep order blocking Tren de Aragua, whatever his name, deportation flights in place. This is crazy. I'm done. So it seems like every time I try to go on the internet, weird stuff starts happening. And somebody said that there were some viruses that were supposed to be going after Google Chrome. So I guess I'm going to have to find something different to do, because this ain't looking too good. It ain't looking too good. Let me do this. A Legal Insurrection Foundation is an interesting name for a group. So basically what they want to do, I'm on the YouTube chat. Basically what they want to do is cause an insurrection, but do it legally, which doesn't make any sense because there's no such thing as a legal insurrection. But I'm just saying. Hey. And so it's kind of weird, but I think they believe they're doing the right thing and causing this rift, or doing whatever they think they're doing to, I don't know, make life great. Because they need things to go further south. Offended because of their influence and conditioning. I'm sure it's a figurative name. I don't know how figurative that is. I don't know if that's figuratively speaking. I think some people actually oxymoronic. Yes, that's true. it's just one of those things that people believe the most important thing that they can do is to show people they are so right that they're able to destroy what you believe in. They have that much faith in themselves being right. And you see it day in and day out. People pretend like they don't see it, but you see it day in and day out that people actually believe that everything they believe is correct and everything they believe everybody else believes is wrong. And it doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Divided federal appeals court today ruled that the Trump administration could not immediately use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to quickly deport suspected members of the Venezuela gang Tren de Aragua, or however you say it. Now, for me, I have a problem with that. Because if you're here illegally and you're not supposed to be here and you committed a crime, you need to go. Period. Hands down. That's it. But we all know this D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is really, 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 really liberal. To the point where they shock liberal people with some of the things they come up with. Who would keep criminals who've been convicted of committing crimes in your country because you don't like the president? Like, it's just weird. Like, at some point, I get the majority of us don't like what Trump does, what he says, and all that. But at some point, wouldn't you want people who committed crimes out of this country? Wouldn't you want people who harmed your loved ones to be out of this country? There's neither jurisdiction nor reason for this court to interfere at this very preliminary stage or to allow the government to single-handedly moot the migrants' claims by immediately removing them from beyond the reach of their lawyers or the court. Why would you do that to somebody who's not a citizen? Like, why? They're not even citizens. If you went to another country, I cannot see anybody giving us any love as it relates to courts, lawyers, and it's probably already said that we're going to be found guilty anyway. I just don't understand it. Now, was shipping them all the way down to Venezuela kind of over the top yet? The swing vote was George H.W. Bush-appointed Judge Karen L. Henderson, who noted that the text of the statute enacted by President John Adams referred to a form of hostilities against the United States government by another nation state. Migration alone did not suffice. You kind of agree with it. When you read this 92 pages, you have to agree with it. The district court entered the temporary injunction for a quintessentially valid purpose to protect its remedial authority long enough to consider the party's arguments. That's it. Once they hear them, they'll go, and then they'll decide whether they're going to do it. Trump appointed Judge Justin Walker, who had hinted that the case would be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court during questioning, dissented, writing that Boasberg's restraining order against the Trump administration effectively interfered with an ongoing, partially overseas national security operation. No, it didn't. Criminal gangbangers from another country are not national security. They're not operators. They don't know how to do a dead drop. They're not criminals. They don't have sex set up and cell groups all over the country. They just banging. Clearly. Because you caught them. They went to Boston and caught like 300 people who were on paper who were non-citizens. Right? Broke into the country. Ain't supposed to be here. And they found them in 5 days. 5 days. 300 divided by 5, that's around 60 people a day they jacked. So, but you're going to tell me some people who take over entire buildings and rape, kill, and pillage U.S. Americans have the same rights as us and they're not citizens? That's a problem. Now, I get the judges are sworn to uphold the Constitution, but so was I. And for the record, in my law enforcement career, yes, I have stopped and pulled over judges. And I had a really good conversation with the judge because they were speeding for a meeting on the 16th Street Viaduct. And I said, why are you driving so fast? Oh, I'm Judge so-and-so and I'm trying to get to. I said, that's not going to get you out of a ticket. That's going to get you killed. You should think about that. Slow down. Or should I call them and tell them you can't make the meeting because you rolled off the viaduct and killed yourself because you were trying to speed? He looked at me and said, good point. I'll slow down. Thank you. Would you like for me to call and let them know you're going to be late? I just had to poke him one last, like, boop. But it's ridiculous. Citizens have rights that people that are not citizens don't. So you don't get to live in hotels. You don't get to get food 24 hours a day. You don't get SNAP cards. And you don't get driver's licenses and all sorts of things and free everything. While the homeless and the veterans and the people that look like me are stuck outside begging for crumbs. Not to mention the ones that don't look like me that are outside begging for crumbs. When you treat someone that's not from this country better than you treat people that are actually born and raised in this country, that's a problem. And I don't care whether you like it or don't like it because you like Trump or don't like Trump. Trump is completely and totally irrelevant. and I'm tired of going places to listen to people complain about stuff or complain about something that's going on in the city, and somehow they have to pull in Donald Trump when you have city politicians right here in this city that are trashing this city and not doing what they're supposed to do, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Trump because they were doing it before he got in office. But you keep believing that if you want to. You keep going down that road if you want to. Because in the end, Trump will be out of office, Democrats will be back in office, and you'll have the one thing that you had when every Democrat and every Republican is in office. Nothing.